not a very easy process to come under the ICC prosecution umbrella. Why I'm saying so? Because there are numerous cases since the Kukurahundi era and the 2008 political murders that really deserve ICC attention, purely under the auspices of cruelty to humanity or a violation of international law. And I don't see how possibly by signing those statutes, the Rome Statutes, suddenly, these violators can be at risk.
So in your view, why then is Zimbabwe so reluctant to subject itself to the jurisdiction of this statute?
Well, it is understandable that they would be reluctant because they would want, for instance, perhaps to err on the side of safety. They are aware that there have been numerous violations, so probably they would be reluctant to necessity put themselves on the spotlight. I'll give the KPS is a typical example. There is proof and evidence that those diamonds are diamonds that are of a conflict nature. But look at how easy it was for people like Obed Mpofu to get away with it. So the reluctance is understandable because they would put themselves in harm's way. But I'm still not convinced that even if they did, they could suddenly come under international jurisdiction.